Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I'm your host, Holly Bunn. And for those of you who may not know me and the show, Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and your career successfully. You know, the job search can be tough. And I'm here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. For those who know me and don't know me again, I am a resume writer, job search strategist, LinkedIn profile writer, career coach, and through my business, Ms. Resume Help, I help people get to work. I've worked for some of the largest staffing companies in the world. I've worked for some of the software companies that manage the recruitment process, where we design and implement recruiting strategies, and I work directly with recruiters. So I learned just a little bit about the staffing and recruiting industry in my last 20 years or so in the industry, and I'd like to share some of that knowledge with you. So if you tune into previous shows, you've heard Anderson Curry, who is my co-host, but he is working the background today. He's my trusted advisor, tech support, social media guy, he's all that. So, but he's going to be in the background today. But just say hi, Anderson, but I know you're working the boards.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Looking forward to another great episode.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so today's show is about social media and the job search, and we're going to focus mostly on Facebook and Twitter. I mentioned a couple of shows ago, even my first show, that social media is an essential part of the recruitment process and that 98% of recruiters use social media to fill positions. And how that breaks down, it goes to LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, even RSS feeds, blogs, Instagram, Pinterest. They use everything in their social media arsenal to fill positions. So with Facebook, about 66% of those recruiters use Facebook to find people and fill jobs. And 52%, that's almost a little over half of recruiters use Twitter. Who knew? Twitter is more than just some place to post that you're eating at a restaurant or that you're watching Empire. Woohoo! Love me some Empire. Okay. I've digressed. So on the last show, I gave folks a couple of tasks for the week, and hopefully you did some of those tasks. I told everyone, we talked about LinkedIn on our last show. I told everyone to make 10 connections per day on LinkedIn and get up to 500 connections. Make sure you tailor your connection request with a message and use honesty. It's the best policy about why you're connecting them to expand your network. And then I told you to follow up on every job application that you make, whether it's on LinkedIn or outside of LinkedIn, but use LinkedIn to follow up on that application. If you want details about how to do that, tune in to listen to my recordings of episode 2, which was last week's show, and you can learn all about how to use LinkedIn to follow up on your job applications and to make connections. We're continuing with our theme that February is Social Media Month. So let's jump right into Facebook and Twitter. So as I mentioned before, 66% of recruiters use Facebook to fill positions. I mentioned in our first show a couple of ways that you can do that. I'm going to expand upon those. I talked about unhiding your work and education sections on your Facebook profile. And the reason why you want to do this, and it may cause heartburn for some people, but here's why you want to do it. If you go into your settings on your Facebook profile, if that's the About section, it lets you control the security settings on each section. So your phone number, your email, your work, your education, everything. Just specifically go to work and education. Recruiters search by job title on Facebook. So if they're looking for a project manager, they're going to search by project managers. And anyone who has that section of their profile as a public piece of information, meaning they don't have to connect with you in order for it to show up in the search results, you will show up. If they're looking for people with certain certifications or master's degrees or bachelor's degrees or any kind of education around your position, if it's on your Facebook profile, it's going to show up in the search results. some of you may or may not know that LinkedIn's on the brain. Facebook is the number two search engine behind Google. So if it is the number two search engine behind Google, you would want to show up in those search results. And the way to do that is to start by unhiding your work and education section, okay, on your book profile. Second thing, you want to change. Now, this is only true in job search mode. Please, everyone, if you're job searching, change your profile picture on your Facebook profile to something professional with just you in the picture, okay? It means don't include pictures of you and your children. For reasons why you don't want to show children in your profile, because it could set the stage for some type of discrimination. And I'll talk about that in different shows. I have a show coming up on your legal rights as a job seeker and how what to say, what not to say, and what you have to say. So don't show pictures of your children. Don't show pictures of guns, alcohol, all kinds of crazy stuff that could possibly give you a disadvantage in the job search. Simply change your profile picture to a picture of you, the plain background. My suggestion is your LinkedIn profile and your Facebook profile should have the same picture. So if you already have a LinkedIn profile picture, take that picture and put it on your Facebook profile temporarily until you find a job. I had a client who had a gun as his profile picture, and I said, please, please, for the love of your job search, change that to just you. Because he's just protesting guns or supporting, actually supporting the fact that he was a gun, registered gun holder. And I said, that's all good. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm just saying change that to your public, change your picture to you. He actually landed a job, and it was all good, and he thanked me for that advice. Okay, so next, I want you to consider adding a contact number or email and make that public on your Facebook profile, because speed is the name of the game when it comes to recruiting. If recruiters can find you fast and call you fast, you are a dream candidate. If they have to figure out how to contact you and hire an investigator to get your information, they will run past you like the wind. If you have a Gmail account, consider using your Gmail account as your email, something professional, first and last name, because it's easy to remember. You know, none of that, you know, empirefan@gmail.com or Diamond Diva or any of that stuff. Keep that for your personal friends and places that you use that email for. For your job search, you want to consider a first and last name Gmail account. With that Gmail comes a Google Voice number. Google Voice is free. When you're in your Gmail account, click the little four squares of 12 button, little buttons there, and just click more. And then you'll go to all the services that Gmail offers with your Gmail account. Scroll down till you get to voice. Google Voice gives you a phone number, or you can choose the phone number if it's available. Choose your own phone number. That phone number can ring to your personal phone or up to four phones, okay? It is a number that is not your direct line. So, and people have to identify themselves when they call, okay? So it's kind of protecting your privacy, yet putting your phone number out there. I have my Google Voice number out there on my profile, and trust me, I've even made complaints or even compliments to brands, and they call me on my Google Voice number either to tell me thank you, or they've called me to offer their apologies and, you know, a couple of gift cards, which is nice. But Google Voice offers that free number, and you want to be easily accessible and the contact made easy. If you don't want to do Google Voice, again, that number rings to your actual phone number without your actual number being published. Consider that Gmail account, at least an email. Email is the second fastest way to contact you. Phone is the first fastest way. You always want the phone call. The goal here with every show is for you to get the phone call for the interview. When I talk about everything that I talk about, resumes, profiles, social media, you want people to call you and say, hey, I found you here. I'd like to talk to you, because the interview leads you to the job. Next, on Facebook, you want to search for companies that you want to work for. Now, I mentioned this in my first show. You want to search on Facebook, which is the number two search engine behind Google. Or if you can't find that company, you want to do a Google search or search on LinkedIn. For those companies, and generally speaking, companies have all their social channels on their websites or on their social pages. It's a 360-degree view. If you find one social, generally speaking, you'll find links to all the social channels. Okay, so, you know, I used Microsoft Careers as one of the examples in my first show. So search for Microsoft, example, and then follow their company page. You want to turn on notifications for the company you're following. And the reason why is because just because you follow that company or you like them on Facebook doesn't mean it's going to show up in your newsfeed. If you engage with that page, yes. But if you turn notifications on, you'll get notifications in your little notifications, little world window on your profile whenever they post something. You're following a career page and they post jobs, it's going to tell you, hey, Microsoft Careers just posted jobs. And you'll go in there and you'll see it. Otherwise, you have to literally go to the page every day or hope it shows up in your newsfeed. Next, you want to comment on posts, especially job postings. I gave a really nice example in my first show. Go listen to the archives to hear that, about how that works. But you make yourself visible to the recruiters that are monitoring that page. And then apply for jobs directly on pages. Today's example, which is a very real example, if you're on your computer or on your smartphone, on Facebook, go search for Macy's. Okay, I'm using Macy's, the big giant retailer, as my example today. Macy's, if you go to their fan page, it shows when you land there, make sure you like their page if you want to follow them. Shows timeline, about photos, and there's a more button. When you click that more button, it drops down and it shows a tab for open jobs. When you click open jobs, it shows there are 2,800 openings at Macy's right now. And it shows every single job that's open. You can apply for those jobs directly. This is what's on Facebook, okay? Make sure your profile has that profile picture, work in education, unhidden, a Google Voice number, and an email, because once you apply, it's going to link your Facebook profile there and you're easily contactable, right? A recruiter is going to see you, contact you immediately. And see, there's like buttons, share buttons, all kinds of stuff when you're on Facebook, on the company pages, on the job posting. Okay? Same is true for like American Express. They have an Amex Careers tab, Dell Careers. Any of the major companies that have fan pages on Facebook will have you go to more, they'll have a tab for just careers or jobs. And then they'll also, you'll find like Microsoft Careers, they'll have a whole fan page dedicated just to jobs and postings. And then you'll see in their newsfeed that there are jobs there. Okay, so that is Facebook. Let's move on to Twitter. So Twitter, you're able to find – now, this is Twitter is actually the fastest way that employers use to post jobs and get reaction almost immediately, okay, because the life of a post on Twitter is 15 seconds. Yep, 15 seconds, stays in the news feed and keeps people focused until the next tweet comes and takes up the space, okay? Would you believe that within that 15 seconds, hundreds of people apply for those jobs on Twitter because there are direct links to those jobs? So as I mentioned earlier in my little statistics from JobVite 2014 recruitment survey, 52% of recruiters use Twitter to fill jobs, right, to find people to fill jobs. In my first show, I mentioned that you want to expand who you follow on Twitter. You want to go beyond celebrities and your friends. Follow companies that are hiring. I mentioned on Facebook, my Macy's example, well, they have a Twitter channel that, you know, Macy's at Macy's.com, D-O-T-C-O-M, at Macy's, M-A-C-Y-S-D-O-T-C-O-M. That is the same page on Twitter that it is on Facebook. Except Macy's will tweet out those jobs, individual jobs, all 2,800 of them, almost immediately. And so you have to scroll through their stuff. And if you're following them, they're always going to be in your newsfeed no matter what they do. Okay? So follow the same companies that you would follow on Facebook or like their fan pages. You want to follow them on Twitter. Twitter is an immediate. There's a chance that you'll see it faster on Twitter than you will on Facebook. So what will help you identify a lot of these jobs on Twitter is following hashtags. So I mentioned some of my favorite hashtags in my first show. I'll reiterate them here. I love the hashtag job, tag J-O-B-S, because every job that's posted, every single job on Twitter that's posted has that hashtag, okay? So hashtag job, hashtag hiring, hashtag employment, hashtag job hunt, one word, no spaces. That's going to give you information about the job search and sometimes job postings, job events. Job hunt is a nice one because it shows job fairs. That's a good hashtag to follow. If you're a student in college or a university or a trade school, you want to do hashtag jobs, hashtag student, okay? If you're a veteran and you just came home, or even if you're a veteran, period, you want to look for those veteran-specific jobs. So hashtag jobs, hashtag veterans. Those are the big ones that give you a lot of search results around posted jobs. Then you want to follow those companies that are posting. Each city in America, at minimum each state, but for sure each city, has a one-stop job hub or whatever they're called, but it's furnished by the government through taxpayers. It's a place where people can go. It's most often a building where people can go to get job support. If you're on unemployment, they'll tell you to go to your local job search or job one-stop to get job search assistance. Well, those one-stops have Twitter channels, okay? And so it'll be something like, if you live in Richmond, Virginia, it'll be Richmond Jobs, at Richmond Jobs. If you live in Miami, it'll be at Miami Jobs, at South Florida Jobs. These are government sites that post the jobs that they get. And what they do is they search all the open jobs in the area, and they put them on their site. When they put them on their site, they tweet them out on Twitter. So make sure you go on Twitter, search for your city, hashtag your city, so hashtag Richmond, and then hashtag jobs. You will see those companies and the local government agencies that are posting jobs that are out there, and they scrape the internet. I don't want to get too deep into it, but there's federal requirements and federal search engines that a lot of companies have to subscribe to have that search engine scrape all the open jobs that are out there and return those results onto their website. And so you'll find those through Twitter. I hope that made sense. The recording will be available after this episode so that you can kind of go back and take notes and try for yourself. Also, one of my favorite Twitter channels is Tweet My Jobs. So that's at Tweet My Jobs. You can set up Twitter to automatically notify you when there are open jobs, either for companies or industries that you're interested in. So when you follow that channel, not only does it tweet them out in your newsfeed, but it sends you an email. Hey, at Tweet My Job, Holly, Wells Fargo is hiring. You might want to go check out these jobs. And in your email, there'll be a direct link to that tweet and all the tweets that just came out about Wells Fargo. If I say I want to follow Wells Fargo, it'll show me. The next one is at Tweet My Resume, all one word. You can set up a Twitter resume, and it's kind of very basic, but you can put some basic information in there with some keywords, and Twitter automatically tweets out your resume to the Twitterverse, okay? And that will get to recruiters because they actually follow. And hiring companies, they follow at Tweet My Resume. People have gotten jobs from Tweet My Resume, at least at minimum interviews from Tweet My Resume. You also want to have mentors and people that you follow, right? So if there are authors that you want to follow, if there are career specialists that you want to follow, HR folks, there are a lot of recruiters that have their own Twitter channels because they interact with people every day on Twitter and all social. Follow those people. Send them direct messages. Hey, you know, I saw your tweet on X subject and great message. Looking forward to more of your tweets. That way you stay on their radar. It's the same activity that you would have on LinkedIn. You have the same activity on Facebook and Twitter, okay? Send messages, add posts, send tweets. You want to tweet out also, you want to tweet out content that is meaningful, interesting, and it showcases your skill set. When you are in the job search, rather than tweet out, I'm at lunch at this great restaurant and put a Twitter picture there and show a plate of, why don't you tweet out an article that you read that you found interesting that has to do with the job that you want? This is going to get out there in the Twitterverse, and it's going to make you a thought leader. It's going to show your skill set. You know, if you're a graphic artist and you had a great creation, take a picture of that and tweet it out. Something like, my greatest creation. And if you're in the job search, hashtag jobs, hashtag resume, hashtag great job, whatever you want to do, instead of tweeting out when you're in job search mode, instead of tweeting out the fun stuff, which is not a bad thing, but you're trying to get a job, tweet out things that showcase your best skills and put those forward. And lastly, follow me on Twitter, at Ms. Resume Help. I have under my list 58 jobs channels that post jobs. So when you follow me on my list, I have a couple of them, but you want to do the jobs-hiring list. There's 58 channels that I like that post jobs, and I add to that list every day when I find new places that use Twitter. Okay, so that is Twitter and Facebook. These are my suggestions for you. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. If there's anyone that has a question on anything I covered, the number one on your phone, you are able to ask me a question. And anyone who has a question, you can also chat on the chat feature. If you're listening online, you can ask a question there, and I'll answer it here. So I'll go to the queue and look real fast and see if you have a question, press the number one on your phone. And I'll see it in the queue, and you can answer. And I mean, I'll answer the question. Anyone have a question? Wish I had Jeopardy music. Okay, I don't see any question marks. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, so I'm gonna.
Hey Holly, I have a question for you. Hey
sure.
Holly, it's Anderson. I have a question for you. What is the best way if they're going to be using Twitter? Should you be using hashtags, or is there something particular you should be doing with your Twitter profile? Do some of the rules of posting of your profile on Facebook, your profile on LinkedIn, if you're in a job search, that you should also do for your Twitter profile?
Not so much on Facebook, but definitely on Twitter, you can hashtag your profile with your specialties, and that will help in your search in the search results. Because if on Twitter, hashtags, people follow those hashtags, and anywhere that shows up is going to show in the search results. So like me, I'm a resume writer, so my profile description has hashtags related to the job that or the service that I perform for my clients. So in your description on Twitter, you can also put hashtags that relate to either the job that you want or the service that you provide or your specialty. Yes. Okay. Area code 732 and then first three digits 310. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. If
hey, thanks for calling in, by the way.
You're welcome. How are you?
Good, good. Wonderful.
Good,
happy
good.
Friday. Go ahead.
Happy Friday to you, too. If you're looking to change careers and mm-hmm. you want to kind of remarket yourself, how do you do that using, like, your Twitter? Because if you're resume shows kind of that you've been in one industry. How do you now use your Twitter, your Facebook to make yourself more marketable to other industries?
Great question. I have that all the time from clients. The first thing you want to understand is that when you're applying for any job, whether regardless of the job that you've had, you have to think, appear, and speak like that job. So when you tweet out information or when you post things on Facebook, it should be related to the industry that you want to get into, okay? Your resume is the same way. Your resume should not look anything like the job that you have unless you're trying to get another job that you have. It's going to be tailored to the job that you're trying to land. And so, for instance, I literally had this in true story. I had a client who was an attorney. He wanted to become a comedian. True story. I simply took the components of what makes a good performer and comedian and engagement with the audience and focused on that. It helped that he had some experience way, way back when, and I brought that experience to the forefront. He then started to go to comedy classes at the Improv, one of the comedy clubs around the country.
Uh-huh.
He then started making connections on LinkedIn with people in entertainment, people who actually, agents, who actually hire comedians to go in. He attended classes, did open mic sessions. Nobody knew he was an attorney until he said something. Right?
Okay.
So you look like, you speak like, you act like the position that you're trying to land. And it has nothing to do with the position that you have. And this is true even if you, even if you're not changing careers. So if you're a manager and you want to be a director, or if you're a director and you want to be a vice president, you act like a vice president, you talk like a vice president, and you appear like a vice president, and you will be a vice president, regardless of what position you had prior to that. So my attorney, who no longer wanted to practice law, had his, I think it, I'm remembering correctly, it was about 3 months, and he got his first stage performance. And he sent me a message like, Holly, I'm performing. I can't believe it. I was like, I can, because that's what you wanted, and we had a plan. Absolutely. And he's actually changed careers again, and I've been advising him through that. And he's doing some consulting now, and it's pretty awesome for him. So, and nobody even knew that he was a comedian. It's about changing your appearance to be the person that you want to be in that new position. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Great. You're welcome. If anyone else has a question, you can press the number 1 on your phone, and I will see you in the queue. If not, I don't see any other number 1 there. If not, then I'll go ahead. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. My ending thought is that the more social channels you use, and the more behavior and time that you dedicate to your job search, the easier it is for you in the long run. The easier it is for you to get found by people trying to fill those positions. That means recruiters will find you easier. Hiring managers will find you easier. Remember, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you hide in your job search, it will make it that much harder to find you. Okay? So hiding out away from social media, because 98% of recruiters and hiring managers use social media to fill positions. You want to get found by them. You want to get found by them. My task for the week, please update your Facebook profile picture, make your work and education sections public, like companies that you want to follow on Facebook. On Twitter, follow the same companies. And then follow me and go to my job hiring list to find out which jobs are being posted and follow those channels as well. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for your questions. Follow me on Blog Talk. You can find me at Holly Bunn. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Find me there at Holly Bunn. Like me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ms. Resume Help. And you can also find my blog, MsResumeHelp.wordpress.com. Next week's show, we're going to end the month on social media. We're going to talk about Instagram and Pinterest and how to use those channels to find a job. If you go to my Pinterest page, you'll see actual job postings. So thank you. Have a great Friday. Remember, you want to follow up on your job applications on LinkedIn. You want to make as many connections as possible and get found by people doing the looking. Have a great and wonderful Friday. Bye.